Morning, May.
Good morning, Stephen.
What do you think, May?
Well, my husband was given in February 6 months by two different people. And we had a holiday booked in August, and I was told to cancel it, which I did. But my husband lived for nearly 2.5 years after that, and we had a great time together. And I don't think that it's right for people, you know, to do that. I think it's like committing suicide sort of thing, you know. But you have the DNR, you know.
But presumably, and I can hear you emotional. Of course you're emotional, May. Yep. The man you love.
Yes. 48 years we were married.
Yeah, no, and I hear that.
And so I'm forward to 50 years, but unfortunately that didn't happen.
Well, look, I'm asking these questions with respect because I know this is very personal to you. But because losing the person you've loved for decades, nearly five decades in your case,
yeah,
is so, so personal,
yes,
and so intimate,
yes,
is it not for your loved one and his partner to decide a crucial, a major fundamental issue like this, rather than the state? In other words, if your husband was in excruciating pain and wanted to stop living, is it not for him to decide with you rather than some legislation preventing you from having that choice?
Well, he was quite happy. He didn't once even suggest it.
But what if he had have done?
Well,
would you want the choice taken away from him?
And I don't know how I would feel, you know. But as I say, he had a good life for that length of time, yeah, you know. And which, if I had believed the doctors, you know, he would have been dead prematurely, you know.
Well, listen, May, thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, Tom Kern, there you have it. Someone very, very emotional, obviously, lost her husband, but can't understand why people would contemplate suicide in these situations.
Yes, and my heart goes out to her, because I do a lot of work with the hospice movement, who I'm completely in favour of. And again, we're down to the matter of choice. Not everybody will want the choice to end their life, and the people who don't deserve every support that we can possibly give, and the hospice movement in general and the palliative care movement is way underfunded, but and should get much more help, because it's a wonderful structure. But we come back to the thing of choice. That was his choice, and that should be supported completely by both the medical profession and by society. But for the person who doesn't want that choice and who doesn't want to continue, they deserve the support of the medical profession and society just as equally.
Okay.